Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Hello, spiritual gangsters, and welcome back to another episode of the Spiritual Gangster Podcast, a vibe-driven podcast for the soulful and strong. Today, we're diving into a topic that people think is soft, weak, or passive. But honestly, it's one of the most powerful moves you'll ever make. Today, we're talking about the strength in surrender. Not the roll over and give up type. I'm talking about the kind of surrender that requires more courage, more trust, and more energetic power than forcing ever will. So, grab your coffee, your water, your matcha, whatever you're vibing with, and let's get into it. What surrender really means? People hear the word surrender and picture waving a white flag. But true surrender isn't giving up. Giving over the illusion that you can control everything. Giving over the pressure to hold everything together. Giving over the belief that forcing is the only way anything will happen. Surrender is choosing flow over friction. Whispering, "I've done my part. Now I let life meet me halfway." Anyone can force. Anyone can control from fear. But surrender? That's soul strength. The unspoken truth about surrender. There's an uncomfortable truth. Surrender can feel like failure at first. It can make you wonder if you misread the signs or wasted your time. But here's the reframe. Surrender doesn't invalidate your journey. It honors it. It means you're wise enough to recognize when a season has done what it came to do. It means you trust yourself enough to say, "I'm not abandoning this. I'm ascending beyond it." Why we resist surrender? If surrender is so powerful, why does it feel impossible? Because surrender asks us to release control, something our nervous system hates. Control feels safe, predictable, familiar, even when it drains us. Surrender asks you to trust timing you can't see yet, alignment you haven't met yet, and a path you haven't even walked yet. That's terrifying. Until it isn't. The body knows before the mind does. Your body often knows it's time to surrender long before your mind accepts it. You feel the tension, the tightness, the overthinking, the exhaustion. Your body speaks through sensations, your intuition through nudges, and your energy through heaviness. When all three say, "This isn't yours to carry anymore," surrender becomes self-respect. There have been seasons in my life where surrender wasn't optional. It was survival. Times I held so tightly to what I thought must work that my hands were metaphorically bleeding. But the moment I whispered, "I'm done forcing," everything shifted. Not magically or instantly, but meaningfully. Space opened. Clarity arrived. Peace began. Surrender wasn't an ending. It was the beginning of alignment. Micro-surrenders, the daily practice. Not all surrender is dramatic. Most of it happens quietly. Taking a breath instead of reacting. Choosing rest instead of overworking. Admitting you don't know yet. Letting someone misunderstand you without defending. Releasing the need to manage every outcome. Micro surrenders create macro shifts. The energetics of surrender. Energetically gripping is fear. Surrender is trust. Fear says, if I let go, I'll lose everything. Trust says, if I let go, I'll receive what is actually meant for me. The universe responds to the vibration of knowing far faster than the vibration of panic. When life forces you to surrender, some of the most powerful surrender moments aren't voluntary. A door closes, a plan falls apart, a chapter ends, and it feels like punishment until hindsight reveals it was protection. Life's redirections are often disguised as loss. You don't come back from those moments weaker. You come back clearer. How to practice surrender without feeling like you're losing. Do your part, then stop micromanaging the outcome. Release the how. That's not your job. Trust the not yet. Delay isn't denial. Let discomfort inform you instead of control you. And ask, what am I afraid will happen if I surrender? When surrender becomes a superpower, when you finally experience what surrender brings into your life, it becomes your go-to move. You stop forcing relationships. You stop chasing what drains you. You stop arguing with reality. You stop fighting for spaces you've outgrown. And you start trusting your intuition again. You start moving softer. You start choosing peace. And that right there, that's spiritual gangster energy. The aftermath of surrender, the peace hits differently. After surrender, after the tears, the unraveling, peace quietly finds you. Your mind softens. Your body relaxes. Your spirit exhales. You realize you didn't lose anything. You freed yourself. Peace isn't passive. Peace fills the space surrender created. Here's some reflection questions. What am I holding on to that feels heavy or forced? Where am I trying to control an outcome? What would surrender look like here? How would it feel in my body to loosen my grip? And what fear is keeping me from trusting? Surrender isn't giving up. It's giving yourself back to yourself. It's choosing trust over tension, intuition over fear, and alignment over control. The universe can't deliver something new to hands that are already full. Sometimes the bravest thing you'll ever do is open your palms. Thank you so much for tuning in, Spiritual Gangsters. Share this episode with someone who needs this reminder today, and don't forget to leave a review. Stay grounded, stay glowing, and keep showing up like the spiritual gangsters I know you are.